Yud Beis Teves, Thursday the 20th of December, Rabbi Binyamin Chodi, Shia Mole Lugmov for Kiddush.
Famously, most Rishonim hold that Kiddush al Hayayin is only a Chiyuv Drabbanon. Shittas Rashi is that Kiddush al Hayayin is Minat Torah. Shittas Haran is that Kiddush B'mokim Suda is Minat Torah. But Tosa speaks out in Shavuos Daf Chaf Amud Beis that even according to Shittas Rashi, that we just mentioned that Kiddush al Hayayin is the Raisa, but the halacha of Hamavarech Torah Sheyitoy, the fact that once you make the Kiddush, you have to then go and drink from the Kiddush cup, that is for sure only Drabonon. Now, this halacha of Hamavarech Torah Sheyitoy applies by every kosher bracha, Kiddush, Havdalah, and Brichas Hamazon. The Shir is Moli Lugmov, which will Mitashem soon be marach about to understand where this comes from and what it's all about. There's a Machlekes Rishonim, the Briska Rav is marach on this, and his Sefer on the Rambam and Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. There's a Machlekes Rishonim if Arba Kaisos also has this din. Shittas HaTosfos in Psachim, Daf Kuf Chesam on Beis, is that Arba Kaisos also has a Shem Kosher Bracha. And therefore, Tosfos says over there that there's a Shem Moli Lugmov there also. Tosfos speaks out the Lechatchila by Arba Kosos, one should drink the whole kos. Now, this din does not apply by every kosher bracha. We have to be clear that when we say Moli Lugmov by kosher bracha, we mean even Lechatchila, one does not have to drink more than the Shem Moli Lugmov. There is no halacha of Me'ikah Din of drinking Rov Kos, meaning if my kos has Kama Revios in it, I've got a nice big silver becher. The halacha is that you do not have to drink the entire kos me'ikah din. Moli lugmov is even lechatchila. It's brought down that the rabbah brings down the al poskim that say that there's a chiv of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah min amulcha to drink the whole kos, but that's not me'ikah din. When it comes to arba kosos, majority of rishonim hold that it is not a kosher bracha. There it's a takana to actually drink. The actual takana was said to go and drink the wine. But Shittas HaTosfos, the Biskurov explains, is that the takana was to go and make a bracha ala kos, kiddush, haggadah, and so forth. That was the takana. And therefore there's a din of Hamavarach Tov Sheyitom to drink Moli Lugmov. But of course, when Tosfos says that lechatchila one should drink the whole kos, Tosfos means he agrees to the other Rishonim that there's also halacha of cheiros, which everyone famously knows that Seder night is man of cheiros, and then there's special mitzvahs, there's mitzvah talin. There says Tosfos there's a special mitzvah to drink the whole kos. But as Hamavarach Tov Sheyitom, that halacha wouldn't apply. That's point number one. Now, let's concentrate on Kiddush. Where does this halacha come from of Moli Lugmov, and what's it all about? So there's a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara tells us in Psachim, Dachkav Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yossi, Berhuda Oimer, Moli Lugmov. The shear to drink by Kiddush is Moli Lugmov. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Huna, Marav, Achintani, Rav Gidl, Deming Narash, Hamakadesh, V'tar Moli Lugmov Yotza. Somebody who makes Kiddush and he drinks the Shir Moli Lugmov Yotza, he's Yotza's mitzvah. Vimlav, if he does not drink this Shir Moli Lugmov, lo Yotza. Now the Gemara is vague. The Gemara doesn't tell us what this means. Are we supposed to take it literally? Are we not supposed to take it literally? Now, if one takes it literally, it's difficult to understand, because the Gemara is Mavua in other places, that the Shir Moli Lugmov, the size of both cheeks together, is actually bigger than the Shir of a Revius, and Chazal, whenever Mechayev somebody to make Kiddush, on more than a revius. My kiddush cup in the first place doesn't have to be bigger than a revius. So it doesn't make sense to go and tell me, oh, when you know that the din of baruch tzav shi'ita, make sure you drink mali lugma. Mali lugma was more than a revius. So obviously Chazal didn't mean that. They didn't say that make get a bigger kiddush cup in order to makai and the halacha of mali lugma. So obviously we're not supposed to take it literally. So what does it mean? So the halacha, the machaba tells us, before we're ma'ayin in this halacha, the background to it, the mechaber tells us in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Kiddush Halacha Yud Gimel Tzarech Lishtois Mekoysha Kiddush K'mayi Lugmav Tahainu Kol Shisal Kenu Letzad Echo Bepev V'Yiroyem Mayi Lugmav. The mechaber immediately tells us that even though the makar of this halacha is Gemara Pesachim, which we just read out, but there the Gemara does seem to imply that you have to have mamish have mali lugmav. Don't take the Gemara literally. It just means put it to the sides of the mouth and it looks like your cheek is full. It's not literally your full cheek's full. It's just one cheek. V'hu ruboy shal revius. The Machabe concludes by telling us the shir. The shir is ruboy shal revius. The majority of revius. So meaning if we had the shir the chaznish 86 mil, the halacha would be Pesachet Shiva brings down the halacha lemaisa that approximately 50 to 55 mil. Would be the share which a person would be mechayev to drink.
That's what Chaim Noah's share. That's not Chaznish share.
So the, depending on how you hold.
Yeah, you said it was Chaznish share, 86.
Sorry, correct.
What you're saying,
yeah, it is.
Chaznish is
86. Oh. Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah, I stand corrected. So, depending on what the share is, that's how much you have to drink.
Yeah.
Sorry?
That's what you're saying, apply also to Havdolah.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It does indeed. Yes. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Havdalah, you'll see that he also says Mali Lugmav. You look in Brich Samoza and you'll find it also. Exactly the same halacha. Okay. So, where does this halacha come from, and where do we get this from? So, there's another Gemara in Shas, Gemara Maseches Yuma. The Gemara tells us that there's a chiyuv to drink, there's an aveira to drink on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah tells us, what's the shir? The shir is Mali Lugmav. Surprise, surprise. Now, if we go and learn the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara is Mavua, that not everybody has to drink exactly the same amount. So we've already established, which is actually based on this Gemara and Yuma, that Molly, which we've already briefly said, which we won't go into more, that Molly Lugmav Mamish is more than a revius, right? And therefore that definitely can't be the halacha by Kiddush. The Gemara says that the Chiyah by Yom Kippur is Kimoli Lugmav, that you put it inside your mouth and it looks like your cheek is full. So the Gemara is Masik. The Gemara concludes that every person by Yom Kippur, the halacha by Yom Kippur, the pasuk says lo su'una, right? The pasuk says that you mustn't be in, you got to be ma'ana yourself, right? One is chayev on Yom Kippur if he has an amount which one can say that he hasn't afflicted himself. So the Gemara explains that if a person drinks something, an amount which gives him a certain level of sipuk and yishuv hadas, he's been over the halacha of drinking on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says that depending on how big your cheeks are, that's how much you have to drink. So everyone's got a different shir. The Gemara says, Oig Melech HaBashon, who was famously very big, would obviously have to drink a very large amount. So the Gemara maskana is that everyone's got a different shir. Now the shaila is, what's by Kiddush? So Tosfos in Pesachim, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, tells us that it's exactly the same thing. Exactly the same way that by Yom Kippur one has to drink with the shir that gives them satisfaction. Hu adin, when the Gemara tells us, when Chazal were masaking the shir of Mali Lugma by Kiddush, here also it means that you've got to, Chazal wanted the shir of Yisuvi Daita, the Lashna Gemara and Yuma, Chazal wanted us to have a certain level of Yishuv Hadas when it comes through the Kosher Bracha. Even though the Gemara itself doesn't really tell us this, like the Gemara and Yuma does, which would seem that there's Mokhane, there's not the same sugya, but Shittas Tais is the same sugya. We'll discuss Og Melech HaBoshon and Kiddush soon, because it's a problem to say that Og Melech HaBoshon would have to drink his Shir Yifzayit is very shver, because we were makdim that would be more than a revius, Right, so we'll discuss that soon. Now, just to, before we're marich la'alocha l'maisa, there are a few other shittas which are kedai to just be aware of, even though we don't paskin like them. There's a shitta of the Rav Yoh, which is brought down in the drisha here in Hilchos Kiddush. He brings down b'shein the Rav Yoh, the Avi Ha'ezri, which is huva in the Modche, the Chiddush Anshe Shem on the Modche in Yuma, that he says that the fact that the Gemara in Pesachim doesn't tell us that it's toile on Yishva Das, like the Gemara in Yuma does, you see from the Gemara that it's a different halacha completely. Chazal will not mechayev a person to drink the amount which gives them Yishva Das. If the Gemara would expect us from that, the Gemara would have told us that. Just like the Gemara in Yuma needed to tell us that by Yom Kippur. The Gemara is not vague. The Gemara tells us what you have to know, says the Rav Yoh. Therefore, the halacha is not like Tosus. The halacha is, what is the din? So he's very, very makel. He says, all the Gemara expects you to do, mekayach the kasha that an odom gadol cannot possibly drink more than a full kais sharavir. It's not possible to say that he's got to have his full yusuf adas. Therefore, says the Rav Yoh that everyone's got the same shir. Now, what's the shir? The shir is you fill up your throat with a bit of grape juice that you feel like your throat is full. And you swivel it around your mouth, you swivel it around your molly lugmov. So the Gemara doesn't mean you fill up your molly lugmov how much they can hold. The Gemara just means you gotta pass it through. Your mouth has to kind of experience the te'ima. That's all the Gemara means. It's not very much at all. It's probably 10 to 20 mil, according to the Rav Yoh. And therefore, and he also explains it's a din te'ima, mashekin, the Gemara and Yuma is a din shtia, one has got a drink on Yom Kippur. Here one doesn't have to drink, one just has to taste. The Loshna Gemara is Tom, and therefore that's his shitta. There are other Rishonim, the Maram Chalava also, he also disagrees with Tosus. Mekayach the Kasha, that it's not possible for everyone to achieve their Yisuvei Daita. Therefore, Akorcha, it's one shir. There's a saying, one size fits all. So that's what you do here also. Now he argues with the Rav Yoh. The Maram Chalava, and it's a Masha also, Pshat and Tosus and Yuma. Rav Chalava says that everyone drinks Odom Beinoni. So Chazal looked for the Yishva Das of an Odom Beinoni, and he's less than a Revius, he's Rubo Yisha Revius. And everyone has to do what the Odom Beinoni does, even though practically not everyone will get the same level of Sipuk that person got. But it doesn't matter, Chazal aren't looking for practically to get the Yishva Das. Chazal are looking out for a Shir. What Shir did they choose? They chose a Shir which an average person will get Yishva Das from. So that's the shitta of the Maram Chalava in Pesachim, and also the Marshal in Yuma. Pshat in Tosus, which is interesting, that according to the Marshal, there's a Machlokes Tosus in Pesachim, Tosus in Yuma, what the shir is, which sometimes we find there's a two Baalei Tosusim. It's not so sure to find a Machlokes between two Masechtas. Now, we need to understand Shittas, Halach Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a run. Now the run asks this kasha. The Ran also brings this Gemara and Yuma. He also learns like Tosus that here with its toile on Yishva Das. But the Ran says that it doesn't make sense. Like we already said a few times that a person, an Odom Godol, it can't possibly be that you've got to drink the Yishva Das that you personally experience, because that would be mechayev you to drink more than the full Kiddush cup. And it's never going to be Negea. Well, upon him, and sometimes it won't be negeya for the shir to be revius. Because the Gemara should say that if you're an Odom Gadol, you've got to make sure your Kiddush cup is bigger than revius. Elamai, that's not the case, says the Ram. The case is that a Odom Gadol will not have to drink the full shir. Now, how much does he have to drink? So Taiz doesn't say clearly. Taiz just says that the bigger you are, the more you need to drink to get Shadas, the more you have to drink. The Ram specifies that he'll end up drinking the whole revius. That's which is how we paskin. That if your Yeshiva Das is Roy Revere's, that's all you have to drink. If your Yeshiva Das level is more, then you've got to drink that. But there's a limit. The limit is Revere's. Meaning, however big your Kiddush cup is, right, the shir would be a Revere's. Now, the kasha is, Chayre doesn't seem to make sense. Because if the whole reason why you're drinking more than Odom Beinoni is because I don't have Yeshiva Das if I drink, I need to drink more. I've got a bigger mouth. I need to drink more than the average person does in order to get my level of sifuk. So you haven't achieved that. At the end of the day, you're not doing that. What are you doing? You're drinking Revius. Revius also, I don't have a Yeshiva Das. Right? So what's going on over here? Why did Chazal say that the bigger you are, the more you have to drink, if at the end of the day you're not going to achieve the ikka tachas? So it would seem clear, which will bring a few rayas lahalacha lemaisa, it would seem clear that lahalacha, although the Rishonim compare our sugya to the sugya in Maseches Yuma when it comes to the Shtir of Yom Kippur, it doesn't mean that it's the same halacha exactly. Which means, by Yom Kippur, it's obvious that the reason why you're over, and the reason why you're chayev, is because you did a Maisa Shtir. You drank a shir which the Torah says is not called being su'una. You're not afflicting yourself. So there the Torah said you drank in a certain amount which gave you a certain level of gishmak and yishvadas. You've been over the Torah when it says being su'una. Therefore you're going to be chayev in Yom Kippur. Although the Rishonim say the Hu Adin, this is a similar thing happening by Kiddush, it's not the pshat that the Chazal wanted the Maisa Shtir. The pshat is that Chazal wanted that a Kosha Bracha should have a Sheh Chashuva drank from the Kosha Bracha. It's really a lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says right at the beginning of the Sif, Mishnah Berurah tells us that Bo'inon Sheh Chashuv should Shashav Daita. The Mishnah Berurah says it a few times. The Ikka the Kudah here is that you have a Sheh Chashuva. It's a covered, Chazal wants to give a covered to a Kosha Bracha that a Sheikh HaShuvah should be drank from it. Now, since it's a Drabbanon, we know that Chazal are always Mekel. When you have Sveikas with Mekel, generally around Takonas, Chazal chose a lenient amount. Chazal didn't look to be stringent on the person. Chazal understood the way people work, and they gave a small Shiurim, so it's easy to Makayim, but easy to kind of Takona. Therefore, all they needed, all they required, is the smallest share which we can say is choshev. Now, what is the smallest share that we can say it's choshev? So Chazal said the same way we see by Yom Kippur. There's a musig that a person has yishev hadas when he drinks, and therefore he's over. So you see that the Torah's machshev the share of having a certain level of sipuk. We're also by kiddush going to make a takana. That the Sheikh HaShuvah here is also what you get your satisfaction from. However, if a person will not get his Yishuv Adas from the Odom Beini Sheikh, right, depending on which kosher you use, then obviously he's got to drink more in order to Makayim that level of Yishuv Adas. But there's an extent. If you don't get your Yishuv Adas from Odom Beini, then that's not considered to be a Sheikh HaShuvah. You haven't been makayim the takana that the kosher bracha should have a sheikh choshev drank by it. So what do? So Chazal said, obviously we're not going to tell you that you've got to drink your full share of what gives you the yishuv hadas, because we're not going to tell you to go and make kiddush and more than revias. Says the Ran, that Chazal told you that a revias in itself is a sheikh choshev. Everyone knows that you make kiddush, you make havdalah, you make benching, if you say alakos, use revias, that in itself, we find a lot of times in shiurim that we pick the revias. That be'etzem is a sheikh hoshev. So in other words, there's two possibilities. If we always go to the one that's smaller, if you have yeshiva das with less than a revias, then by you that's already considered to be a sheikh hoshev. Masheikin, if you need to drink more than that, by you it's not a sheikh hoshev to drink that sheikh. What are we going to tell you? We're going to tell you, go one darga up, and we'll look for the next shir which is choshev. What's the next shir which is choshev? A revias. In other words, it's not a halacha in the Maisa Shtia, it's halacha in the cupboard of a kosher bracha that a sheikh choshev should have drank from it. That's the yisoy that we're bringing out today. Now, I'd just like to bring a couple of rayas the halacha that we see that this lomdus, if you want, is true. So,
your course add to the
shiur you drank. So you came at perfect timing, because that's the riot I'm going to bring. So the halacha is it's a machlekes in different paiskim, but the Mechaber tells us, and that was in Sif Yud Gimel, which you just read out about in my logo. Sif Yud Dalad is in Rishayin Aleph. The Mechaber tells us a few shittas. The shitta of the Goinim is, we'll just say it briefly, is that the Makadish himself has to drink the Ma'alog Mav, and that's how we pask the Mishnah Berurah halacha l'maisa. One should be makbid l'chat chila, if one can, to drink himself the Sheh Ma'alog Mav. The Mechaber continues and says that there's another Deah that one can split it amongst the people who are listening, which is what you pointed out. Now, b'di'eved, we are soymech on this shitta. B'di'eved soymech on this shitta. Now, what's going on? How can we... first of all, what's pshat in that Deah? It's actually shittas haritva, b'shem toisus and eruvin, but the Gemara there also mentions the shimoy lugmov. The question is, what's going on? You haven't achieved l'chayra Yeshiva Das. What do? You have two people sitting around the table, right? You got a person making Kiddush, he gives it to... We're not talking about Ketanim right now, we're not talking about kids, we're talking about people over by mitzvah. We're not talking about mitzvah chinuch, that you can use my lugmov because of mitzvah chinuch to join up. Well, let's leave that aside. We're talking about, yeah, ladies are included, because ladies are mitzvah in Kiddush the same way as men are, exactly. So... what do we do? You can join up my lugmav. It doesn't make any sense. You're not joining up anything. There's no... my lugmav, I thought it was tied on Yeshiva Das. You don't have any Yeshiva Das if you got my lugmav with two people. One guy wants more, the other guy wants more. You haven't achieved anything. Right? How can it possibly be that Chazal allowed you to join up a share in my lugmav? And the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah, Shatzir, even Paskins, that you need to have Toich Kedei Achilas Pras. There is mamish tziruf happening over here. There are achronim that don't understand the shatzi, and they say it doesn't make any sense. There's no maisa shti over here. It's a tziruf of two people. There's no mech tesa that should be halacha. You're makpid on the length of the time of kedei achilas pras. That's a separate shmuz to understand why that should be. But what's going on? Why should it be that you can be mitzar of the two? So there's a mefurish shatzian, which is he brings b'shem the tois of Shabbos. He says, this is in Sifkotan Samachay, in Hilchus, in Reishain Aleph. He says, Ola yesh oimim, the Sif Yudalad, the Shtias, Kolam, Sum, Estavel, Molugmav, Akor Chotayma Charina, the Chachomim, Cholku, Kovoy, Lekoy, Shal Choyva, the Estarech, Molugmav, Dafka. It's not the pshat that my Maisa Shtio has to be Molugmav. I don't have a Maisa Shtio, Molugmav. I got two people drinking. The answer is, the Ika Takona of Koysha Brocha, Molugmav, is that the Kaisha Bracha should have a Sheikh Choshev drank from it. In more yeshivish times, it's a din in the Chefza, not a din in the Gavra. And therefore, all we are makpid on is that the Sheikh of Molong should be drunk from the Sheikh of the Kiddush Cup. Drink, make sure it is drunk. How much have to be drunk? The Sheikh of Molong. Well, therefore, we're not makpid upon a bidi eved on how many people you help to go and use that shir. So that's another raya that the ikka is that it's a shir choshev. Another raya that the bi'u halacha tainas that Toisus holds that one has to drink whatever gives him sipuk, which would mean that there's no fixed amount. If you have a bar mitzvah boy who makes kiddush, and he's got a smaller mouth than an Odom Beni and Odom Galal, according to Toisus, it would come out that he doesn't have to drink very much. His Moli Lugmov, his Sipuk level, is it's smaller than a person who's 10, 20 years older than him, right? And therefore, Toisus is still Machadish, that's enough. If you look in the Bi'alacha, which is in Divamascha Buhu Rubai, in Sif Yud Gimel, the Bialacha says that l'cha'ira, it's shver to take on like that halacha l'maisa. It's difficult, he says, to accept that you can mamish have, we don't exactly know how exactly the shir is, but he tainas that it's too less of a shir. And he says the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, which Toisus, we said at the beginning, which is the one about Arba Koisus, Toisus compares Arba Koisus to Kiddush, there the Gemara uses a shir of rubot de kissa, the amount you have to drink is Rav Kais, and Toisus there learns that means Rav of Revius, which is the shear according to Toisus Akoponim of Moli Lugmov. And Toisus says that the Gemara means that one should drink like a kosher bracha. We said before that the Chatzkele, there's a Din Cheres, which were, that's not our shmuz right now. So the Ikka is that you've got to drink a Rubai Shah Revius, right? And therefore, you see that the Sheh says the Bi'alacha. Why did the Gemara go? The Gemara went out of its way to tell you Rubot de Kissa. The Pshat is that's the minimum, says the Bi'alacha. Meaning, Vaita, he explains that we want to be Lachoy Kovoid, the Kosha Bracha. His reason is that it has to be a sheikh choshev, right? Has to be a sheikh choshev. A sheikh choshev isn't less than a roiv of a sheikh revius. Happens to be that he agrees to Taisis, that if your yeshva das level is mechayiv to drink more, obviously your sheikh choshev is more than that. But again, we see lahalacha, we take on that the ikana kuda is yishtav a sheikh choshev. Therefore, the same way there's enough kemina by Adam Godol, he doesn't have to drink more than a revius, because it's already a sheikh choshev to have revius. Hu adina Adam, who's a cotton, there's also enough kemina that even though according to Taisis, he only has to drink what gives him hana, but the Mishnah Berurah isn't happy with that because he tells us it's a shtickle zilzul to kaisha bracha that that's all you should drink. Now, just to speak out, halach l'maisa, it's interesting that there can be quite a gear to a lot of people that when one makes kiddush with somebody else, often one goes to older people, one is moitzi them with kiddush, this happens to be a bad example because we're quite maker when it comes to old people, the match they have to drink. If a person is moitzi other people, medin arvus, so a person is already, either he's already been yotze as mitzvah kiddush, or he's not intending to be yotze, he's intending to be makayim kiddush mokim suda, and he wants to only be makayim his mitzvah kiddush when he goes and sits down at his meal. So the mechaber in Reishayin Gimel paskins that, just see it inside. Yachal Adam Rishan Gimel Siftalid. Yachal Adam Lekadesh Lacherim Ava Pishel Eichelim Moim to the Detua of a Mokim Suda. Right? And then he speaks out. Va'afa Gad Bechasein and Yachal Etzachem Eina Nanim Moim Kimen Dai Bripa Gofen Chavel Kiddish Kiddish Hayayim. And he says that the Makadesh, the person who makes Kiddish, doesn't have to drink. Now, Rav Kivega asks that it doesn't make sense, L'chaira. Sorry?
He makes a bracha.
Yeah, I know, but they're also making a bracha. They're Yotzim with Medin Shemer Kaina, so they also made the bracha. No, obviously it has to be drunk, but it doesn't have to be drunk by him. It's drunk by the person who wants to be Yotze. So Kivega speaks out that Kivshut Halacha L'maisa, it's difficult to understand. Because if Halacha L'maisa we take on, like the Mechava tells us, Rishayin Aleph, the Lechat Tchila, the Makadish should drink Mali Lugmav, all of a sudden over here, when it comes to be Moitz somebody else, when I don't want to be Yotze, I don't drink it. At the end of the day, who's the Makadish? Who's the Mavarich? Let's ask the Kasha that way. Who's the Mavarich? Pashtas, the guy who's saying, I'm the Mavarich. Who's the Mavarich? Person makes Kiddush. Who drinks the Mayilug Mav? A person who's having Kiddush Mokim Suda. So Kivega Tainas, the Lechara, there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. So Kivega says, a Kiddush, that since we're working within Arvus over here, which is a shaila how Arvus works, is a kilu, the person who's been moitzi him, is kilu, he himself is mechoyev in his own mitzvah, all the pshat is he's akoponim mechoyev to do a maisa to pay up somebody else's chiyev. But akoponim, says Rav Kivega, the lomdus is by Arvus that the person who wants to be yotze is really the makadish. True, the way he is enabled to makayim his mitzvah is through somebody else making the bracha. But since the reason why he's making the bracha is because somebody else needs to be yotze, therefore says Rav Kivega, pshat and the machaber halach lemaisa, the person who wants to be yotze has got a status of being the makadish, even though he didn't actually himself utter the words, and therefore the halacha of drinking Mali Lugmav will apply to him, which is very, very interesting. And halacha lemaisa, it's also brought down that there's mokum lahakel by a person who's old and or chayla, he finds it difficult to drink the shir mali lugmav. Halacha lemaisa will makel, and either you can rely on the avid shir, which the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply that mali lugmav is. Sorry? Yes, so one could also use ruchan no shir, or b'diavad one could even allow. Even allow somebody else to drink, but makom shasat chak. For example, he's old, so there would be a heta that he can lechatchila in his case give the kiddush cup to somebody around the table, even though lechatchila the din is that the makadish should drink, since it's a shasat chak that either he finds it difficult to drink or for medical reasons, let's say, then the halacha would taka be the one would allow to be makel to give it to someone else. But we're not. The Mishnah Berurah himself is not makel, even though we brought dayas. That one doesn't have to makvid on the shir of my lugmav of a cheekful. We said the Rav Yah is very, very makel, but the Mishnah Berurah and Achlam Eitzah takes on that one should be very, very makvid to drink Mali Lugmav, and therefore, b'diavad, if one finds it difficult to do that, one give it to somebody else. And we should just speak out. Allah Khalamaisa, people should be aware that there's no din lechatchila meikah din of rubik kekulay when it comes to kosher bracha. Even lechatchila one only has to drink of shemoy lugmav. But obviously, there's a mitzvah min amavcha, chaviva mitzvah to go and drink the whole kais.